like.
It's a good thing you have a good friend like Emilio to help you to stay on your diet.
Crowd, I don't wanna party and get real loud. Believe
is through. There's only one thing that I want you to do for me. For me. For me. For me. And I'll shout a whiskey. The bartender hit me one more time. He left. I cried. I'm lost inside. To the top, cause I hit it rock bottom this time. Lord, pick it, boy. Story said, but it's true. So many things that I never knew. He loved to party and he loved to dance. He loved to get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okey. Well, little now he was a king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me. And I'm shot of whiskey. One more time. He left. I cried. I'm lost inside. Won't you help me? I feel it to the top, cause I hit a rock bottom this time. No, won't you feel it to the top, cause I hit a rock bottom this time. One more feel it to the top, cause I hit a rock bottom this time. Poor me. Poor me.
Screaming in the graveyards.
It's wicked out here. These
I feel all these ghettos. All my niggas are so good. Screaming.
You better run.
Lives in these walls.
I am coming.
Not yourself.
In other words,
be your best friend.
I mean, scream.
You scream. Holla bloody Mary, look in the eyes of the demon. When you see a nigga like me, keep screaming. I smoke weed with the reaper. I'm from the ghetto, got paid with the get in the people. Just a young nigga. When these bitches tryna break me, or kill me from my weed and my Hennessy. Young niggas, when I'm gone, won't remember me. Weed bitches be my pastime. Live the life of a hustler, came up on ghetto rhyme. 17 rounds for the busters, keep two for the cluckers. I got 4, 5, 9s and gas cops. Young homies banging, throwing up signs on my block. In the average age, it's 25. Young homies don't even live to retire. Get paid, a plug hose, slang keys, a die for triple gold.
Scream, I am coming. 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 I am coming. I see him coming.
Trippin', man, the ghetto got me knowing. I be like eyes open, turning both of my toys. These daydreams sometimes turn to nightmares. I be trying to shake shit, but it seem to be like right there. I know some niggas made deal with the devil for a short time to live good. But when it's all over, you should see the day the devil took him out the hood. You can't seem to outrun. You chased by the grim reaper, cause he can catch you while you creeping, and I'm catching while you sleeping. I'm surrounded by evil thoughts and also evil spirits. But I can scream, but ain't nobody gonna seem to fucking hear. Fatalities and close caskets, it seemed to got me scarred. Visions of cemetery, tombstone, and penitentiary bar. To get by, niggas stay high, to get out weed and scriptures. At least the 4 people by Nina and a twin sister. Believe me, Uncle Mine coming to get you. Had your family reminiscing on your picture, talking about how much they miss you. See, 1, 2, I'm coming for you. 3, 4, I'm kicking them in your dough. This whole life is seeming to be a bad dream. Scream loud as you want, but ain't nobody gonna hear your scream.
Scream, I hear them coming. 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 I hear them coming. I see them coming. coming. Royal Rumble match.
Uh-oh. Here comes number one. It's Jeff Hardy with HBK. Uh-oh. And here comes the big bully. Hey, Leo. Oh, man. Order of entry was thrown in. First 2 minutes. Hey, wait a minute. That's Jeff Hardy's brother, man. I believe. Now I bet these guys are, so look at numbers 1 and 3, but now I bet the Hardy's on the front line. Look at this. Every man for himself here. And, not so much fight. Matt Hardy and his brother Jeff. The victim here in the WWE. We're better off if we double team this guy, whoever's going to be with it. Uh-oh. Or it's Farouk. Oh, my gosh.
On the APA.
Oh, what did I tell you? The Rumble with the main event, together here, the Swan Pod, and Farouk eliminated. What a shot!
Uh-oh.
I can't believe he did it. Drew Carey is... They just get higher and higher. And the wrist back.
It's a speed bump.
Ah!
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Don't do it. Look at this. What's Raven? The hardcore champion.
And then Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Drew Carey's got to get out of there.
He's smarter than I thought.
I'll tell him about 79.
I'm at page 79. Help him.
Oh, man.
Who is it? Who is it?
What do you think of that hardcore Holly now?
Yeah, how you like it now?
Man, Albert.
Here comes Pink Pitt, the young rookie, in his first Royal Rumble.
With it. Here we go.
Oh, no. Kane has officially been in this car.
Uh-oh.
Hey! It's the European champion.
There's going to be a little blast, have you?
Man.
Oh, man.
That's almost beheaded by me. And there's Tess.
Uh-oh,
former.
Who is it?
Well,
what? Oh my God!
That's the biggest center of victory!
Oh my gosh! What a test!
They're both test!
Oh my God!
Can I quit don't count?
Look at this!
They blow him down! Oh no! 500! With children! Slam!
A Bus Club is a guy that thinks he's flying. Is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
He's checking me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. Don't show love.
Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one.
No,
no,
no scrub.
No,
no,
no scrub. No, 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 no.
Then it leaves you in a class with scrubs, never rising. I don't find it surprising if you don't have the cheese to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas. So, let me give you something to think about. Inundate your mind with intentions to turn you out. And forget to focus on the picture in front of me. Do it clear as DVD on digital TV screens. Satisfy my appetite with something spectacular. Check your vernacular, and then I get back to ya. With diamond-like precision, insatiable is what I envision. Can't detect acquisition from your friend's expedition. Mr. Big Willie. If you really wanna know, ask Chili. Could I be a silly hoe? Not with T-bars and all my senoritas and stepping on your felines, but you don't hit me though.
No, I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Next on C-SPAN, the Daily White House Press Briefing with Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
TV. Today, when he entered the room, the crowd greeted him with a standing ovation, which lasted a full 15 minutes. And you can check the tape on that. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was happy. The men all had erections. And every single one of the women was ovulating left and right. And no one was sad. Okay, those are the facts forever, and there's something else. We got something X, 3-4, capital T, capital P, 8-4. Hang on, wait a minute. That's my email password. Forget that one. All right, nobody write that. Stop writing that down. Now, under the president's schedule for today at 3:45, the president will host an encore screening of Finding Dory. Okay, the story of a forgetful fish, okay? Everybody likes that. Then at 6 p.m. he's gonna abolish the national park system. But Dory! Good stuff. Okay, so if nobody has any questions. Okay, we'll do a couple questions. Go. Glenn Thrush, New York Times. Boo! Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the travel ban on Muslims.
Yeah, it's not a ban.
I'm sorry?
It's not a ban. The travel ban is not a ban, which makes it not a ban.
But you just called it a ban.
Because I'm using your words. You said ban. You said ban. Now I'm saying it.
The president tweeted, and I quote, yeah, if the ban were announced with a 1 week notice.
Yeah, exactly. You just said that. He's quoting you. It's your words. He's using your words. When you use the words and he uses them back, it's circular using of the word, and that's from you. Are you gonna start with this right out of the gate, Glenn? I mean, what do you want me to take my nuts out so you can get a better kick at them?
Okay, you had to have known that I would ask that question.
Okay, sit down, Glenn. Who here, just by show of hands, who here hates Glenn? Right? Everybody? 1, 2, 3, infinity? Now, see, let the record show that everyone raised their hands because everybody hates Glenn. So print that. That's your story. Next question, go.
Yeah, I would like to ask about Steve Bannon's role on the National Security Council.
Yeah, that's a dumb question. That's a stupid question. Sit down, Glenn.
My name is not Glenn.
I know your name's. I'm just saying Glenn, like in a general Glenn. It's your word. It's your word. Next, go.
Yeah, I'm also concerned about Steve Bannon. A lot of people are saying he's the one behind this Muslim ban.
Yeah, all right, you guys still aren't getting it. What do you need? You need some props? My word's too big. I got to show you in pictures. Great. Okay, here we go. When it comes to these decisions, the Constitution gives our president lots of power, and Steve Bannon is the key advisor. Okay? And our president will not be deterred. Against radical Muslims. Does anybody else have any questions?
Yeah, a Wall Street Journal. Are you okay?
Come here. Take it. You cannot come at me like that. I will put you in the corner with CNN.
We're not.
You like that dork? Everybody just cool out, all right? Obviously, I've been getting a lot of questions about Betsy DeVos, okay? Our nominee for Secretary of Education. So we have her here today to field some few simple questions, which I'm sure she's capable of doing. Betsy!
Thank you. Yes, the man?
Hi. I don't think we ever got a clear answer on this. How do you value growth versus proficiency in measuring progress in students?
Okay, well, yes, I don't know anything about school, but I do think there should be a school probably Jesus School, and I do think it should have walls and roof and gun for potential grizzly.
Thank you. Betsy, that's enough for now.
Thank you.
I'll accept one last question. Yeah, I'll take this loser.
Yes, I got a question about the statement the White House released on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Do you think it was anti-Semitic to not even mention the Jewish people in the statement? What are you doing? What are you doing?
This is soapy water and I'm washing that filthy lion mouth. The statement be anti-Semitic. The guy who wrote it was super Jewy. Okay? And the fact is, a lot of different people suffered in the Holocaust. It wasn't just the Jews. It was also the gypsies, the lesbies, and the other guys. That's your word. Your word! It's enough for today. Spicy's gonna go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap. And I will be woken up exactly 1 minute before tomorrow's press concert and live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, that already happened. No.
Sitting in the lounge of the Empire Hotel, he was drinking for diversion, he was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the maple leaves. Along comes a lady in lacy sleeves. She says, let me sit down, you know, drinking alone. It's a shame, it's a shame, it's a crying shame.
not a bum. I'm a jerk. I once had wealth, power, and the love of a beautiful woman. Now, I only have two things. My friends and my thermos. Huh? My story? Okay. It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child. I remember the days sitting on the porch with my family, singing and dancing down in Mississippi.
Left on our doorstep. But we raised you like you were one of us.
You mean I'm gonna stay this color?
Navin, I'd love you if you were the color of a baboon's ass.
It made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home. Afraid of the sun. not have many years.
My guests this week are accompanied by their manager, Johnny Polo. They are the reigning WWF Tag Team Champions, Jacques and Pierre, the Quebecers.
Well, and yes, the Quebecers, as we stated before, headed this Monday night to Monday Night Raw, defending the Tag Team Championship on the one-year anniversary show against Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3.
Understand there's going to be a big party, and I love parties. You going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
It seems that you have had your problems as of late with one Lex Luger.
I hate Lex Luger. He's a yellow-bellied coward. First of all, he sticks a piece of metal in his elbow so he can be like the Bionic Man or something. Then he has a match with Pierre, knocks him out. Then he has a match with Jacques, knocks him out. I hope you're left all alone in the ring with 10 of our friends, and you'll find out you're not such a knockout after all.
All right, gentlemen, in 2 weeks, these coveted WWF Tag Team belts will be on the line against the brother team of Owen and Bret Hart.
Let's put it that way, you know. Royal Rumble, who won't be Bret Hart of course either.
Now, wait a minute. Couldn't you extend us a little courtesy and speak some English?
Hey, we don't care about English. We don't care about Americans. Let me tell you one thing. There is no one in the World Wrestling Federation that is close like Pierre and I. We share everything. And I'll tell you something else, too. Brothers are not always close. And brothers don't always get along.
Give me the microphone, Ray. Let me tell you something. To prove what kind of champions we are, this Monday night on Raw, we will be defending the belts against Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3 Kid, who are much worthier opponents than those stupid Hart brothers.
And I'll tell you what, too. We're going to show the world that we are not closet champions. We are fighting champions. And come, after we take care of those two, come Royal Rumble, we're going to show you what brotherly love is all about.
We have heard from the Quebecers. They're on their way to the Royal Rumble to face the Hitman and the Rocket. And this Monday night, who knows?
When she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. listen to me now. And it was all right. Come on now. Listen, it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. It's all right. It's all right now. It's all right now. And 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 it's all right now. Oh, baby.
Yes, hard times flush the chump. Everybody's looking for answers. Enjoy. Where the hell's he gone?
Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. Delmar's been saved.
Well, that's it, boys. I've been redeemed. The preacher done washed away all my sins and transgressions. It's a straight and narrow from here on out. And heaven everlasting's my reward.
Delmar, what are you talking about? We got bigger fish to fry.
The preacher said all my sins is washed away, including that Piggly Wiggly I knocked over in Yazoo.
I thought you said you was innocent of those charges.
Well, I was lying. And the preacher said that that sin's been washed away, too. Neither God nor man's got nothing on me now. Come on in, boys. The water is fine.
Thank you.